Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
A little double duty.
Back in time.
Annoyed when your friends tell you that I sang both songs and you missed it. If you're listening right now and you weren't here 10 minutes ago, you're going to be kicking yourself. That's right. McMonagle back with you on The Fan. Got you for four more hours. Why not? Let's go. On a Wednesday morning, hump day, already halfway through the week. These hours fly. Before I leave here, it's already Thursday. That's how it works. It's tremendous. We got Big Zoo still hanging out on the other side. People when I walked in. Rosenberg Zoo. How about that? The newsroom was a buzz. 888-808-1019. Taking your phone calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning. And if you didn't hear me there just before the update, I'm getting frustrated about the New York Giants quarterback situation and the reaction to it. Because yesterday, I was the first one on after the game. And we saw Sam Darnold and his disastrous performance for Minnesota, as he had a hideous performance against the Lions the last game of the year with an opportunity to be the one seed, get a bye. And then, of course, followed it up with a wild card performance Monday night against the Rams that was just hideous. I mean, absolutely hideous. And again, I'm sorry. I know we do this. I know, you know, all of us football fans here in New York, we're bright football fans, of course. And we understand how important the line of scrimmage is and the offensive line is. And I'm not saying the Minnesota Vikings offensive line played well, but Sam Darnold was hideous in the game. Whether, you know, whether it's turning back into a pumpkin, whatever term you want to use. Like, it was just, he was awful in every way, shape, and form. And he, and you know, I was listening to the Boomer this morning, and he's talking about the idea that he, you know, he's going to be a backup in this league. That's where I get a little confused about how we view things. And who am I to tell Boomer? I understand his thought process that Sam Darnold has been a failed bust of a draft pick. He has been a, you know, a fledgling starter in this league, journeyman, Carolina, San Francisco. But that doesn't change the fact of what he did this year. And unfortunately, whether or not it works for Minnesota, considering they drafted a young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, early in the draft last year, or it's a perfect fit for everyone, I'd be surprised if off a 14-win season with a Minnesota team that, I'm sorry, is better than it was a couple years ago when they won 13 games and lost to the Giants in the postseason, but still, a team that had an over-under of 6.5, a team that was underdogs to the New York Giants. The fact he led that team, and make no mistake, his teammates adored him. Right after they won that Green Bay game, the second-to-last game of the year, they were throwing water all over him. He walked into that room after doing some press out on the field, and they completely, you know, celebrated him like he was the leader of the team, like he was the man of the franchise, like he was going to be there for the next 10 years. I mean, he led the team to wins. He played great. He was in the MVP conversation. He was adored by his teammates. Someone's going to take a chance on him being the quarterback. And yet, for New York Giant fans, I think we're confused on where the New York Giants are. and what kind of prospects the New York Giants have at the quarterback position. Because if you can't pay, if you're not going to pay Sam Darnold, and I talked about, I was on after Sam Darnold, I talked about Dak Prescott as the stories were, you know, going through the NFL about Deion Sanders possibly becoming the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And I'll tell you this, that Dak situation, I'm sorry, I understand the enormous cap hit that it is for the Cowboys if they move him and that he has the ability to nix a trade or whatever the case may be. Like, he went on the record and talked about how much he's disappointed, bummed, I think was the actual term, that he's bummed Mike McCarthy is not back, that he's bummed at the situation in Dallas, and he felt like they were building something, and he respected Mike McCarthy, and he liked playing for him, and he was hoping Mike McCarthy would come back. If they hire Deion Sanders, the writing is on the wall. He's already been public about the idea that he wants to play, he wants to coach his son. Like, the writing is on the wall. Tell me Dak wouldn't want out of that situation. Tell me the Dallas Cowboys aren't doing it with the understanding of what it means. And that was the first call. The first call from Jerry Jones is Deion Sanders. And I'll tell you this, Giant fans, like, I don't know what you're expecting or what kind of fine line you think the Giants are going to ride. Because if you're going to fly airplanes over MetLife Stadium talking about fix this, hey, Mr. Mara, fix this dumpster fire, what do you think, what kind of situation do you think is going to be able to fix it? And to what level? Like, if you think you can't pay Sam Darnold the going rate for a starting quarterback after winning 14 games and playing the way he played all year because of the idea that he'll fold in the big game, you got to get to the big game. You got to get to the big game. Oh, Justin Fields is some sort of better option because it's less money? What's Justin Fields going to do? Take you where exactly? Oh, you can't trade for Dak Prescott. Oh, that contract, it's a long-term thing. Yeah. If they make the trade for Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott is the guy moving forward with the New York Giants. And hopefully Brian Daboll, because I'll tell you this, they'll win. You want to fix this dumpster fire? You want to stop having seasons dead by October and November? You get competent quarterback play in here. Plain and simple. I'm all for the rebuild. I've been screaming it forever. I was furious. I hated them. I hated myself. Remember the whole thing? When they won that Colts game. Because I wanted the ability to draft Cam Ward. I wanted the ability to draft Shedeur Sanders if that was available to them. And sure, there's other quarterbacks, and we know we'll get to the draft, and, you know, maybe Jackson Dart's name will come rushing up. We'll see what quarterback suddenly becomes viable to them with the third overall pick. But we understand Tennessee's situation. They're going to be looking for a quarterback. Cleveland right now, I would think, without question, is absolutely going to be looking for a young, inexpensive quarterback, considering the situation they're in with Watson right now after his re-tear of his Achilles and the contract that is. And who knows, insurance or whatever other stuff plays into it, but they're not going to be looking to go out and pay a veteran quarterback. The savior for them is to get it right at the young quarterback position in the draft. So, like, I'm just confused as I hear all of the no, not that, that doesn't make sense, can't do that. Like, I'm really curious what options you all think are available to the New York Giants at the quarterback position and what you're really looking for. And here's the thing that threw the wrench in the system for me was listening to John Mara. Because John Mara wants to win. John Mara agrees with the people flying the planes. John Mara agrees that this needs to turn around and turn around quickly. His patience is running thin. Well, if his patience is running thin, what options do the Giants have? If there's a mandate from the owner to start winning, where do you think they're going? Because the top two quarterbacks in a top two quarterback draft might not be available to them. And I hear the idea of the one thing, you know, I heard Lori say it. I've heard many people say, you cannot trade up. You cannot invest next year's draft picks to move up in the draft and get a quarterback that, quite honestly, isn't even graded that high. It's not worth it. All right. So now you can't get the young quarterback because you can't trade up. J.J. McCarthy is most likely, as reports are saying now, I don't know if it's true or not, a day after the game, but reports are J.J. McCarthy is no longer available because, at the very least, Minnesota is going to reevaluate how they view the quarterback position with Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. So, start thinking about, and as you do, start to think about what are the quarterback options. Do you want to get a veteran quarterback in here on the cheap who doesn't guarantee you a damn thing, who's been unsuccessful or old? You want to get Kirk Cousins in here with the way he played down the stretch coming off an Achilles injury and where he is in his timeline in his career? Do you want to get Justin Fields, who hasn't won a damn thing in this league? Because, hey, maybe, just maybe. Like, at some point, it's either about getting a competent quarterback in here who can win you football games. You want to look at Dak Prescott? Like, I don't understand the amount of people who have, you know, poo-poo. I heard Evan talk about it. That's the last thing I would do. I saw, you know, after I mentioned it yesterday, I did this last night, yesterday morning. 24 hours ago, I was talking about the idea of trading for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, 13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8, 11-5. 8-4, 12-5. Does he come with, you know, negatives? Has he underperformed and have the Dallas Cowboys underachieved in the postseason? Absolutely. But if you get another, if you get a weapon in here to go along with Malik Nabers, that's an offense that can go do things. Do you want to have an offense? Do you want to have a season? Do you want to win? Because it sounds like the owner wants that. If you can get another, you know, top pick, if you can get next year's one along with moving down to 12, acquiring other assets, getting a quarterback that will instantly turn this team into an actual playoff contender. Instantly. But no, that's not good. I mean, it's amazing to me the options. There are no good options for the New York Giants at the quarterback position, especially with a regime that you're looking at a rebuild if they don't win. Like, that's what the Mara has made this an even worse situation, because to me, it's one of two choices. It's move up to get the quarterback that these two love in either Sanders or Ward and hope that you could show enough with them and progress enough with them and maybe hit lightning in a bottle the way Washington Commanders have and get a young quarterback that changes the franchise overnight, or at least just show enough of your skill set as a coach and GM where the draft goes okay and Sanders shows you that he can be the guy, or Ward shows you he can be the guy, and even while you lose, you show that you are building something and the owner feels like that's satisfactory, you take that shot, or you go out there and get a veteran quarterback that you can win with. Because if you're going to go get one of these lesser veteran quarterbacks and take a shot because it's cheaper and you can do, I don't know, if you don't win with them, now you're back at square one with this team. Now you're new GM, new head coach, trying to either draft a quarterback from a position of, okay, maybe the draft will be better for quarterbacks next year, but what if you win 7-8 games and you're drafting 12th like the Cowboys are now? Where are you in the quarterback search? The Giants are in a miserable spot right now. The owner helped them get there by his comments after the season. And Giant fans and a lot of media are like, well, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. I got to win football games or I got to build a young quarterback. One or the other. And as unpalatable as it might seem to bring in Sam Darnold or to bring in Dak Prescott and spend money on big-time quarterbacks, I got to win. And if I understand that, you know, Brian Daboll's and Joe Shane particularly went out there and said, look, I'm not going to pull Hail Marys in hopes of self-preservation. They got to do something. They're either winning football games or developing a quarterback. They're not going to half-ass it and kick it down the line when the owner made it very clear they better win football games. So something's got to give with the New York Giants, and nobody seems to like any of the options. You know why? Because they suck. We all agree, but you got to do something. And for me, I'm looking at two quarterbacks out there now who clearly could become available. Sam Darnold could become available. He won 14 games. He was in the MVP conversation. He played two hideous games, and he strikes fear into me in any big-time game. To the idea that you can win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold is very much in question. But if you're the Giants, how the hell do you have Super Bowl in your sight? How about a winning season? How about competing against the schedule next year that's going to be impossible at home in a division that now has the Eagles and one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL with Washington and Jaden Daniels? How about competing? You got to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. Oh, well, listen, I mean, you can't pay Sam Darnold. He can't win the big game. Can I get to a big game? He might be able to get me there. The Giants and Jets might not be in the situation where you have to do what you can to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. Forget that. Let's have a season. And all these contracts, especially something you give Sam Darnold, you're not tied to him for the next 100 years. They got out of Daniel Jones. They'll probably be able to give Sam Darnold a contract they can get out of. And Dak Prescott's here for a long time. Dak Prescott is a proven winner. He's not the best quarterback I've ever seen. He's a proven winner. Regular season wins, playoff appearances, year in and year out. Both the Giants and Jets are in awkward situations. The Giants are in desperate need for a quarterback, and there's no good answer. And the Jets are in desperate need of a head coach. And quite honestly, with this expansive search that has not yet included the two guys I would hire in Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy, like, we're going to get to that too. How the hell are the Jets having this extensive search, and they're not going after Super Bowl champion coaches? None of it makes any sense to me. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Bobby in Tom's River. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I hear what you're saying. You just gave me a whole new perspective. Look, I'm a diehard Giants fan. Diehard Giants. But and I want something fresh, and obviously I want wins. And look, you can't have both. You can't get a rookie QB and expect him to be, Jesus Christ. You just can't. But what I think is that Giants fans, as much as they want wins, they also want something new. You know what I mean? And something new is just as exciting as wins. And it's not an old quarterback. And look, I didn't even think about Dak Prescott. I think that's a great option looking at it now. He is a proven winner. And you give him Malik Nabers, it's just going to be like him and C.D. Lamb. It was a great connection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is, I'm a big proponent on this, is look at Jackson Dart's numbers in the SEC. He's an animal. He had the most passing yards in the SEC, and that is no joke, that mm-hmm. conference. And yes, the SEC, wasn't great in the playoffs this year and how it may be. But Jackson Dart, he's good, and I like him. And I'm not super sold on Shedeur Sanders. I mean, who is he? Give me a top college team he's played in defenses. And yes, he is a great quarterback, and I'm sure he'll be very good. And I wouldn't be mad if we get him either, or Cam Ward. But I think you get the best position player at the first pick, and then in the second round, you go Jackson Dart. I think.
And what if he's not there?
Yeah, that's the problem. Then you go to Plan B.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But plan involved, you have to get a quarterback. You have to. Like, where are they going? Like, they literally decided to keep this coach and GM. How do you go into the season without giving them either a young quarterback or a veteran quarterback that can win? Why keep them? Like, that's my, like, I want to keep them and feel like, hey, like, again, I've said this a lot. The owner came out and made it seem like, hey, I'm keeping you. Here's your one more chance to have a winning season. As opposed to, hey, I'm keeping you. I believe in you. Here's another chance to fix this thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should have been, like, hey, you're going to, the first rebuild, for whatever reason, Daniel Jones, plus your ineptitude, all of it fair, but it didn't work, but I still have faith in you, and I still believe in your plan. I'm tired of making changes. Like, you know what? I'm going to give you another chance to do this thing and do this thing right. We're still in a miserable spot where we have to rebuild. I'm going to give you one more chance to do it. Right. As opposed to, go win next year. So if it's go win next year, you either have to get the quarterback you believe in at the draft, and I'm fine. You want to call that dart? If that's something, if they believe in him the way you believe in him, then draft him third. I'm sorry. Draft him third. Because we saw Penix go where we didn't expect him into Atlanta last year. Who knows where Jackson Dart is going to be thought of come this time? It's easy to just say, and then you pick him up in the second round. How do we know where his draft equity or what people think of him? You know, what if more people start thinking like you, Bobby, and other NFL teams who could use quarterbacks start thinking like you? I can't mess around. So it's either draft the quarterback at three that you believe in. I mean, or if you're lucky enough to be in that position where you can move up or take him in the second round, great. But I can't count on that. So, I
agree.
It's one or the other.
I agree.
It's Jackson Dart, and I believe in him so much, I'm getting him at three, or I got to consider getting a legitimate veteran quarterback who I think I can win with. And other than some of the names I'm talking about, unless you're going to go Aaron Rodgers, the...
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the answer, personally.
I know, but again, the owner wants to win. Is Justin Fields going to win? Fields going to win? Is Dart going to win? Are they going to win? Or are we just are we drafting a young quarterback, losing, and then hiring a new head coach and GM? And putting the quarterback in the same position we've seen other quarterbacks go into, where they get 1 year with a coach and then it's taken away from them and they end up, failing or struggling. I don't get it. That's what makes it. I was all on board for keeping him. I still are. I'm seeing people, my guys who hate this conversation. My guy Al, who just can't understand why I would still want Dable and Shane. I wanted them more before I felt like the owner came out and spoke. Because to do it half-assed, which is what it sounds like, you're coming back for one more year, you better win. That doesn't make as much sense to me as just keeping him and moving forward with him and trusting him to get a young quarterback and developing him. And, you like last year's draft. Well, then allow them to continue to draft. Allow him to develop a quarterback. It's next year's going to be tough. You're going to have to figure that out. Instead, it was my patience is wearing thin. I better be happier this time around than next year. His comments made me less excited about the prospect of keeping them, because if they don't win, if they don't win at, a reasonable level, I don't know if they'll be back, and that the worst thing you could do is have a young quarterback. That's worst case scenario for me. Unless he's, so undeniably good, and then in that case, why would you fire Brian? The Giants are just in a weird situation. There should have been more confidence given to those two at the press conference. Now we'll see how he honestly feels, and we'll see what happens. But maybe he felt like he needed to project that frustration to the fan base so they can understand how frustrated he is, as opposed to showing confidence in his decision-making. I'd rather have an owner make the wrong decision but be confident in it than to tiptoe around the decision and go, I'm not really great on this, and you guys are probably right, but I'm going to do it anyway. Great. Just as I look at the Giant quarterback situation, it just seems like you're you guys all will like a quarterback you like, right? Milrow, Dart, whatever. Whatever quarterback you might like. And some of you might even be Justin Fields guys. Oh, he can move, he can run, he can do this, he can do that. He plays a somewhat similar game to Daniel Jones. And if you can get it right, we've seen Brian Dable be able to win with a Daniel Jones type running quarterback, blah, 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 blah. Maybe. But there are no good answers. And it seems like every single, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do that. That's too much money. That's too much this. You can't do that. You can't do that. Do you want to win? Because I think the fan base clearly wants to win. Immediately, right? I've been fighting with you guys about tanking, so you want to win every single game. You want to win every game. Right, Al, who hits me up on Twitter, you want to win every game. It's about being a fan. It's about winning. I want to win. I want to win every single stinking game. Last year, they won 3 games. I want to win 4. Once I win 4, I want to win 5. Once I win 5, I want to win 6. Instead of worrying about what's best for the future of the franchise, screw that crap. I want to win. Right? Okay, so let's win. You want to win? Go pay a quarterback who just won 14 games in Sam Darnold. Oh, but he can't win in the playoffs, and it might cost you too much money. I hate to be the cliched playoffs, but I mean, is that what we're thinking about the New York Giants right now? Playoffs? Well, you can't get Sam Darnold. I don't know if he can win a Super Bowl. So this is the fine line the New York Giants are riding right now. You can't draft the quarterback because they're not really that good. And you can't pick up some of the free agents or make a bold move at the quarterback position because they're not good enough to win a Super Bowl. Well, here's a news flash for all of you. Unless you're getting Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Right? Unless you get one of those guys, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Now, Washington might have found one of those guys. We'll see. Probably not this year. But maybe he becomes the fifth name on that list. Maybe. But you can't have, you know, you got to either draft the kid you believe will become one of those, or go out and pay a quarterback that can win you football games. Dak Prescott will win you football games. The New York Giants become a playoff contender next year, this coming season, with Dak Prescott. I believe the New York Giants will enter the season with optimism of being a playoff team. No guarantee with Sam Darnold because he's only done it 1 year. But if Sam's the quarterback for the New York Giants, there is optimism that they can make the playoffs. Pick one. Pick one. The owner refused to pick one. And that's why this whole thing has been thrown into flux. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll get to the Jets coaching search and how expansive it is and yet how uninspiring, in my opinion. We'll get to Pete Alonso. We'll get to the Rangers and a difficult loss. But to me, still a little bit, as much as you don't like to blow a game at the end, a couple of positives here for the New York Rangers over the last week.
Got any ideas that will work to help your favorite teams? Let them know about it by calling 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 138. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Talking a little Giants quarterback situation. And maybe the idea that, you know, if Sam Darnold did cost himself this much money, and I was listening to Boomer this morning, and he's talking about the idea of him going back to being a backup. If that's the case where you can get Sam Darnold on the cheap, I think that's as good an option the New York Giants can have. I think Sam Darnold is absolutely, you know, someone the New York Giants should be interested in. If he's lost that much money and he's not going to get a big-time contract and he becomes available and the market out there for him is not as a starting quarterback, which I find impossible. He's going to be the biggest free agent quarterback. He won 14 games. Like, so we'll see what the money is, but if you could bring Sam Darnold in, and again, you have an opt-out after, you could figure out a way, you work the contract the way they did with Daniel Jones for a couple of years, where you can get out of it in a couple of years, and you draft a quarterback here in the draft, that's like, and do the same thing Minnesota just did. And if they find success with Sam, you keep him. If not, you go to the backup quarter, you go to the drafted quarterback. But it just sounds like, what's frustrating to me is, like, we expect the Giants to, like, thread this needle of doing the right thing for the organization and the future and win this coming year and not put any money on the books for the next year. Like, we can't act as if the GM has been fired. Like, whether or not they should have or shouldn't have, I don't think they should have. I think they did the right thing in keeping them. I wish they would have shown more confidence in that decision. That's what makes me worry about whether or not they made the right decision, because their heart wasn't in it. Sounds like that from John Mara. But, like, they're either running the show or they're not. So the idea they can't trade assets to move up and get a quarterback, or trade assets to bring in whatever. Like, the idea that they can't do anything for the future. Oh, yes, they're coming back, but they shouldn't be allowed to put big money on the books for the next few years. Oh, yes, they're coming back, but they can't trade draft assets to get the quarterback they want. Oh, you know, yes, they're coming back, but they can't do this. Well, like, they're the guys. And it's up to them. They're being entrusted to make the best decisions for the organization. That's it. You either empower them or you fire them. So if they believe in Sanders or Cam Ward, for example, and they need to move up to get them, then that's exactly what they should do. It's exactly what they should do. That's still, don't get me wrong, that's still my favorite choice. But if that's not tenable, if that's something that's just not going to happen, if the Cleveland Browns are selecting one of the two quarterbacks, if Sanders is going one to Tennessee and then they take Ward at two and they can't be talked off it, much like obviously Washington and New England couldn't have been talked off it last year, even though the Giants tried. Well, if they don't love another quarterback, now they've been sort of given a mandate about going out there and trying to win. So if you're gonna try and win and bring in a free agent quarterback to turn this thing around, right? We talked about at the end of the year, the coach saying, "Well, listen, this is what happens when you, after the Colt game. This is what happens when you get competent quarterback play." Well, then go out and get competent quarterback play. And whatever you want to say about Sam Darnold and his fear of ghosts and what he turned into these last 2 weeks, and I totally agree, it's scary what he turned into the last 2 weeks. I still think it's the Giants' best option as opposed to quarterbacks I know don't have the talent or haven't been able to. He took over a team with zero expectations and won 14 games. Now, you want to say the coach, you want to say this, you want to say that. He played great this year. I watched him. We all watched him. We watched, you know, the NFL's like that. We all watched Sam Darnold play. He was terrific. It wasn't smoke and mirrors. It wasn't nonsense. He folded in the biggest moments of the year, inarguable. But all season long, he was playing excellent football. But, oh, no, you can't spend big money on Sam. He can't win the big game. What the hell does that have to do with the Giants? We're not there yet. And if it's about winning Super Bowls, if it's about getting a quarterback in here who can win you Super Bowls and building a roster to win you Super Bowls and not spending money on a quarterback you're unsure of or hasn't won the big game, blah, then you know what? You trade to get the quarterback you believe in. Plain and simple. It's one or the other. And it sounds like, well, the GMs can't do this. And it sounds like, well, that's not the right guy. And, oh, and again, Dak Prescott, too. Dak Prescott, if they need to get out, and again, if you listen to Dak today and he's bummed about the coach, if they bring in Deion Sanders, he's not staying. If Deion Sanders is coming to coach this team, it's under the guidelines of getting his son to come be the quarterback. And we're gonna look at a quarterback in Dak Prescott, who's, I mean, had nothing but winning in his career. What happened to the page of old Dak Prescott stuff? I lost it. I mean, you're talking about a guy who wins a lot of football games. Plain and simple, wins a lot of football games. Puts up big numbers. Throws, you know, and him and Malik Nabers, I promise you right now, Nabers and him will become a dynamic duo. Now, is there proof? Is there enough there where you're concerned about him performing in the big game? Absolutely. But, like, it's funny to me. The perception is the Giants aren't in a position roster-wise to take the quarterback. They're not ready to win just yet. Okay. But then when you talk about getting a veteran quarterback in here, well, he can't win the big game. You can't have it both ways. You're trying to win football games or you're trying to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. It's a crappy situation, but if these two options now present themselves where we felt like heading into the postseason, right? Just a week ago, It felt like Sam Darnold's probably going to stay. You're talking about maybe trading for J.J. McCarthy. He's played too well this year. They'll probably hang on to him. He's become the guy in the clubhouse. He's become the guy in the locker room. He was in the MVP conversation for about three quarters of the season. Like, he's been the guy. There's no way they're moving on from him. From J.J. McCarthy, who's already had knee injuries, they'll try and ship him out. They'll figure something out. Sam's going to be the guy, at least in the short term, for Minnesota. And now that seems to possibly have changed off of these two performances. And Dak Prescott, well, Mike McCarthy is staying. He just signed a big-time contract. You know, it sounds like the Jimmy Jones has warmed up to the idea of Mike McCarthy staying. He's not going anywhere. They're going to run it back in Dallas. Well, now he's out, and they're going to hire. The first phone call they make is to a coach that would absolutely lead to Dak Prescott probably not being the future quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, these two options have now presented themselves, and where the Giants are at the top of the draft, certainly with Dak, presents itself as an opportunity. The Giants aren't in a position to snub their nose at any opportunity. If you can get Sam Darnold for cheaper, or just he'll become available as opposed to staying with the team he won 14 games with, if that's now a legitimate option, Giants have to be all over that. If you could trade for a quarterback as successful, and yeah, I'll say it's successful, as Dak Prescott, then the Giants have to be open to that scenario. Yes, it's a long-term option. You have your quarterback. He's 31 years old. I mean, and again, the record is, you know, he wins a ton of football games. 13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8, 11-5, 12-5. 3,600 yards as a rookie, 3,800, 4,900, 4,400, 4,500. If we're afraid to trade draft picks to move up and get the quarterback, If the owner is mandating success next year, and these two options that weren't, we were talking about whether or not you should go get Aaron Rodgers, we're talking about whether or not you should get Justin Fields, we're talking about Jameis Winston, we're talking about these are the quarterback options, and suddenly Sam Darnold and Dak Prescott have now become available, and no thank you? Giants aren't in a position to say no thank you. Giants have to look at every option. And I'll tell you, Sam Darnold, still at this age, get him in here with you know, look what O'Connell got out of him. Great offensive coach. Great offensive coach. Went up against McVay, who knew him well, and it just didn't work out. And sometimes, as me and Fleetwood were talking about this, not to defend O'Connell, because I think he had a terrible game too, as well as Sam Darnold. But McVay is a great coach. McVay's a great coach, who was integral in O'Connell becoming a head coach, being his offensive coordinator, and he knew him well, and he had a great game plan that stifled that Minnesota team to the point where they gave up in the second half. Sometimes you go up against an opponent that's just has a great day, and I think McVay and the Rams just had a freaking great day. But if that opens an option for Sam Darnold, I don't know how you could just poo-poo it under the guise of, well, is he going to win you the big game? Giants have to get to the big game. Giants are a million miles away from the big game. Sam Darnold gets them closer. Dak Prescott certainly gets them closer. And I understand it's a lot of money for the quarterback position. You can extend him and lessen that money in the immediate future. By the time, you know, some of the back end of the contract is bad, you know, the luxury tax numbers are going up and up. The quarterback money is going up and up. I don't think it's the craziest idea if Dallas is desperate to get rid of him. Now, it's a $100 million cap hit for them. I don't know how they would have to. I heard Marash today talking about adding Micah Parsons to the deal. Yeah, that would be great. But, like, for me, I just think it's such a bad situation for the New York Giants that I don't get the idea that we can just turn down some of the options here. And if two new options that are actually pretty damn good and that would, I think if you look at this offense, you put Sam Darnold in an offense right now. They had Addison, they had Jefferson, they had Aaron Jones, right? So, and don't tell me how good the offensive line was. He got sacked 9 times in the game. So, right, everyone's saying the offensive line was poor. Well, I know they were down a lineman, but still, all year long, it was good enough to win 14 games and beat everybody else on their schedule this side of the Lions and the Rams. But if you bring in Sam Darnold and you get another wide receiver in here, I mean, you're talking about Malik Nabers, let's say T. Higgins, who I think they could find a way to pay. Wandell Robinson is your slot guy. You got young running back Tracy, who's arguably the best rookie running back, you know, maybe Bucky Irving, but like right there, really showed promise. Like, that's an offensive team right there. You got Andrew Thomas. You got Illuminor at your right tackle. You fix the offensive line a little bit via either free agency or in the draft. Like, that's a team Sam Darnold will go win games with. That's an offense with Brian Daboll, hopefully. I mean, we'll find out then for sure what kind of offensive coach Brian Daboll is. You get Sam Darnold, who just won 14 games. You give him Malik Nabers, another offensive weapon, another wide receiver position. You give him Tracy. You give him a decent offensive line. That's an offense that go score points next year. Next year, we're watching competent offense. Exactly what the owner wants. And I can't worry about what he's going to do if they're playing wild card weekend. Let's get there and find out. Charles in Bayonne. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, boss man? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
All right, listen. First, I like the idea of Sam Darnold. I love what you're talking about with Dak Prescott. I just wanted to ask you, if they acquire either one of them, does that involve them giving up their draft pick, or they get one of those guys and they can still draft their third pick? Or this would be a trade?
For Dak Prescott?
Yeah,
you know, you'd have to trade the three. That's the whole reason they'd look to do it, because the whole thing here is Deion comes to coach and he wants to figure out a way to draft Shedeur Sanders. He wants to draft his son. So you would have to give them the third pick. You'd move down to 12. You'd get Dak Prescott plus, because Dak Prescott's going to cost you a lot of money. You'd have to figure out what the trade is. And, you know, I heard Sean today talk about the idea of including Micah Parsons. I don't know if that's plausible. Other picks,
oh,
you know,
wow.
You'd have to figure out something. I again, that seems like whatever you'd have to figure out, you definitely not have the third pick. You'd have the 12th pick in the draft.
Got it. And that would be the same thing with Sam Darnold.
With Sam Darnold, you can absolutely do it. Sam Darnold, you pay Sam Darnold and draft the quarterback. Now, again, if that's certainly an option for, like, I think Sam Darnold's the best option for the New York Giants if you can get him on a much light, like, if he's really hurt his drafts, hurt his stock that badly on these last two games against the Lions and against the Rams. If he hurt his stock that much, where it's to the point where he's gonna have to take another prove it deal, or he's gonna, like, I find that hard to believe though. But if they can give him a contract where they can find a way out after 2 years, then you draft the quarterback and pay Sam Darnold, I think that is an excellent way to go.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that it's funny to say, but the fact that he played so poorly, it would actually work in the Giants' favor, you know? So,
yeah, no, that's why I'm having the conversation, because I agree. Two scenarios opened up that I wouldn't have expected necessarily. I thought Sam, in the way he played this year, was going to lock himself at least into some sort of contract, whether it be a longer-term deal with Minnesota, or a spot where they franchise tagged him. But if these two games, and there are reports that, I think it's a little premature to believe the reports, that, you know, to really have complete belief in the reports, but there are reports that now J.J. McCarthy's untouchable. But, I mean, it was literally the day after the game. But, like, if the idea is that he's hurt his stock, that they don't know if it makes sense for them now because they drafted a quarterback in last year's draft and J.J. McCarthy, and they don't think he's now clearly shown them that he can't perform in the big game, so why bother? You drafted a young quarterback. I suppose if he becomes available and his contract status has gone so down because of these games. Because I think, you know, for teams that aren't the New York Giants, yeah, it's hurt his stock. If you were looking, if you're the 49ers, right? There was some thought the 49ers, Brock Purdy, you know, is looking for a lot of money. Brock Purdy has had elbow issues. Whatever the coaching staff thinks of Brock Purdy, like if they were going to move on from Brock Purdy and do something like Sam Darnold, not that they would, they just previously had Sam, but I'm just saying, like, if a team like that, if a team that is looking to win but needs the quarterback, or like Pittsburgh, right? If you're going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers and you've had failings the last 7 years, you've lost all these playoff games, you know the defense is good enough, Mike Tomlin's good enough, but Russell Wilson held you back at the end of the year and you're looking for, Aaron Rodgers has been tied to them, but you're looking for that quarterback who can go win you a championship or win you playoff games, and Sam Darnold might have seemed feasible in free agency before these last two games. Suddenly, maybe not with the way he's played, because you're getting him for the specific reasons of winning those big games. Pittsburgh has no problem getting to the big games. It's winning them. So maybe now a Sam Darnold seems less palatable to a Pittsburgh Steelers, to a, you know, San Francisco 49ers, to a team that's right on the precipice but could use a better quarterback. Where for the New York Giants, I don't think you look at it in the same way where you say, oh, you know, great, but what happens if we make the playoffs? Like, if he gets them to the playoffs, they'll throw a party. If Sam Darnold wins 14 games and stinks in the wild card and they have a disappointing loss at MetLife, the Giants will throw a freaking party for that kind of year. As well as having a young quarterback in the wings if you draft one at third or move back into the first round or draft Dart in the second round or something like that, and you have Sam Darnold, that's the best of both worlds. But it just sounds like, you know, it's frustrating to hear, oh, you can't do Sam Darnold anymore. Can't do Dak Prescott. Can't trade up. It's just like, people don't understand. The Giants are in a miserable situation at the quarterback position. You have to find a solution somewhere, and Patrick Mahomes ain't becoming available.